Next individual, please, Carla, for communications.
Item 828, request of Robert Taylor to address council regarding Oregon Health Authority's ability to approve commercial medical marijuana grow operations in established neighborhoods without council approval.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
I'm Robert Taylor of East County. Here to address the statute, which I hold in my hand here. This statute has had a couple of revisions to it in areas. There was a revision, I believe, in the last legislature. Hopefully, with the new legislature coming up, with my testimony here and your help, we'll get another revision of it. I'm going to tell you, with my effort right now, we, with BDS and the Fire Bureau, they shut down a commercial warehouse cannabis grow operation, medical, adjacent to the Four Corners school at Southeast 146 and Southeast Stark, a special needs school in the Reynolds School District. That has been shut down as of last month. The school district helped with that effort. The biggest effort was our BDS and Fire Bureau. Having said that, that's closed down. Within 50 feet of that school, which is clearly a violation of the cannabis statute, with the compliance and non-compliance issues in that statute. It was shut down because of non-compliance, and it can be, the tenant and owner can, under the statute, be prosecuted, investigated by the Oregon State Police, and prosecuted by the Attorney General under the statute. The second incident in East County, Northeast 157th in Gleason. We've got a commercial grow operation there right now going on, adjacent within 38 feet of a Section 8 house with a single mother and six juvenile children in there. I've got a problem with that. That's my neighborhood. The statute does not address these situations. As of the neighborhood one there. It does address the school situation. The livability of our established neighborhoods in my beloved Portland is not considered by this statute. It does not address the livability in this statute. The statute does not consider the health and welfare of our most important people, pregnant women, unborn children, and our small children, and our four-legged little people that stays with us until the day they die or we die. It does not address these issues. The livability of my beloved Portland is the most important thing to me. The commercial grow operations of medical marijuana needs to be, under the Oregon Health Authority, needs to be moved to a commercial zone away from human beings, women, unborn children, and our children that their brains are still developing. Again, this is very important. This needs to be. So the next legislature needs to address this, and I'm asking and I'm pleading with your help as an elected body, and I voted, I respect all of you, your leadership, and with your help, I'm hoping that this next legislature will have some new members in it, will convene, and maybe
thank,
with the help
thank
of
you.
Our...
You've made your point very, very well.
Yes, thank
Commissioner
you.
Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Are you in communication with your state representative and your state senator?
I'm attempting at this time to be so.
Because that's going to be a great place to start,
yes,
because
yes.
As you may know, they can put in any legislation that you would like to see,
yes,
on your behalf.
Yes. Representative Diego Hernandez was absent from the Reynolds School Board meeting, which he is a member of, 2 weeks ago. I went there to address this issue with the Executive Council and Dr. Diaz, who is the superintendent of the Reynolds School District, who helped in the closure of this cannabis Oregon Health Authority sanctioned warehouse.
Sir, I was just going to say, you know, this is the communication slide,
so
you had a whole 3 minutes to make your case, and I think you did an excellent job in making your case.
Thank you, Commissioner.
But the reality is that this is state law.
Yes.
The only way this changes is if the state finds a compelling reason to change the law.
Yes, you're right, Commissioner.
So I would really encourage you to contact your state representative and your state senator, sit down and talk to them about your concerns, and see if that is a good place for you to start to have that conversation.
Yes.
Mr. Taylor, you also have a second bite at the apple, which is when we do our legislative agenda for the city council. Commissioner Fritz and the mayor traditionally host a meeting in the community where people can come and advocate for something to be put on our agenda. So in addition to what Commissioner Hardesty has advised you, which is go directly to your state rep and state senator, you'll have a second bite at the apple to see if it is something that the city wants to entertain as part of its legislative agenda when we start taking public feedback on that. So thank you very much for coming in, and we'll follow up.
Yeah, thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Next.